January 26th. Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Jesus again entered the synagogue, where there was a man with a withered hand. They were watching him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath, in order to bring charges against him. Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, "Stand in the midst." He then spoke to the people, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to kill?" They remained silent. He looked around at them with anger, being grieved at the hardening of their hearts. And he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." As he did so, his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out immediately with the Herodians and conspired against Jesus that they might destroy him. Matthew chapter 12, verses 9 through 14. He left them and went into their synagogue. And behold, a man having a withered hand. To find fault, they asked, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" Jesus replied, "Which one of you who has a sheep to fall into a pit on the Sabbath will not take hold and lift it out? How much more is a man of value than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful on the Sabbath to do good." Then he spoke to the man, "Stretch out your hand." As he did so, it was restored whole like the other. The Pharisees went out and took counsel to destroy Jesus. Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. On another Sabbath, he entered a synagogue and was teaching. A man was there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and Pharisees were watching closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He knew their thoughts, but said to the man whose hand was withered, "Get up and stand here." He arose and stood. Jesus said to them, "I ask you if it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath or evil, to save life or destroy it." He had looked around at everyone and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and it was restored. They were enraged and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Matthew chapter 12, verses 15 through 21. Jesus knew about their plotting and departed. Many people followed, and he healed all of them. He commanded that they should not make him known. So that which had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet was fulfilled. "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved one, with whom my soul is well pleased, I will place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not wrangle or shout, neither will anyone hear his voice in the streets. He will not break a bruised reed, and he will not extinguish a smoking wick, until he sends out judgment to victory. The Gentiles will hope in his name."